Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside Boys Head Basketball Coach Tyler Herbster after going 1-1 this past week. And Coach, we'll start off with your guys' win over Jefferson West. You won that one 37-28, so a low-scoring affair. And you were able to hold Jefferson West to under 10 points in that first half.
Yeah, we did a pretty good job. I just kind of wish we would have scored a few more points in the first half as well. I think they had 6 total points going in to the final possession, and we threw it away for a layup, so they ended up getting to 8. But overall, we did a great job, guarding in the perimeter, switching a little bit from man to zone, and, we changed our defense up a little bit, but we boxed out well, and we didn't give up any second chance points. And when we've been doing a really good job keeping other teams off the free throw line. I mean, the only way you hold a team, in my opinion, down to a low scoring affair is by not giving a team a bunch of free throws. And we've, ever since our Sabetha game a few weeks ago, we've really done an extremely good job getting to the free throw line a lot more than our opponents. But unfortunately, the Jeff West game, I still think we shot under 50% at the free throw line. So, I said, it was our second big 7 win of the season, and we're happy to come out of there with the win. So,
and a tough one against Hiawatha, 45-40, falling for your 4th overtime defeat of the season, Coach. I mean, that's got to be just so frustrating for you guys.
Yeah, and like I was telling you, we've lost 4 games in overtime, but we've also had a few other games that were one or two possession games in the final minute and a half. So I feel like we played 6 to 8 overtime games this year. Just every night is a grind. I mean, we're in the Big 7. We're not going to beat teams by more than 10. And so when we do win, they're going to be close games. And we went to overtime with Hiawatha the first time we played them as well. So the only difference this time, free throw line actually helped us get to where we needed to be. And we just started off the game slow. I think we allowed maybe 16 points in the first quarter. We started off the second quarter slow scoring. We just needed to not have so many long droughts where we just didn't put the ball in the basket. We're not turning the ball over. We got to the free throw line. We just, when we're open, we just need to make some more shots. I mean, we're getting good looks. We're running through our offense a little bit better. And it seems like maybe these last 2 games, we kind of feel like where we started at the beginning of the season, where things just weren't falling for us. So, and that was a good team. They played hard. They have, 3 or 4 kids that do a good job scoring. And, I really, after the first quarter, I thought defensively we really locked in. If they put up 16 in the first quarter, and, we held them, throughout the second and third quarter pretty well. But, hopefully all this, these close games, when it's all said and done, helps us down the stretch.
So now you guys have Friday off. You guys play again on Saturday at home against Nemaha Central, a really good Thunder team that, almost was able to beat Sabetha, kind of like what you guys did on the 30th, but they fall by 4 in that one. So they're coming off a tough loss. They're going to play a game on Friday as well against Perry the Compton, a big game for them. So possibly hoping that they overlook you guys here in this one.
Yeah, I mean, Hiawatha kind of had the same thing. I think they played, I feel like they played the night before us too. And we've had to do that a lot of times where we didn't have a day to prep for the next team, because we played, I think, 6 games and 10 nights earlier in the year. So at least I feel like we're kind of getting that break where other teams are, his schedule is still pretty backloaded here. So I might try to catch that game if I can. And I don't know. I mean, Nemaha Central's so well coached and so disciplined. I'm not 100% sure they changed their game plan night in and night out of depending on who they play. I think they kind of focus on what they do best and do things the right way. And so I think, No matter whether they're playing or not the night before, unless they're just a little bit tired or something, I would assume that we need to at least be playing our best to have a chance to compete with those guys.
Yeah, 499 career wins for head coach John Thomas. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That is for sure. Then you guys follow that up with a game on the next Tuesday at Holton. That game will be on 103.9 FM KNZA and on the Holton channel as well. So, and after that, it'll just be 2 games left for the regular season. So we're starting to wind down the regular season, and we'll be looking at sub-state. So a lot of great basketball ahead for the Riverside Cyclones. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jared.
That was Riverside Boys Head Basketball Coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by M. Conniff with Athena and Euler Law Office.